Once again, here at the 2013 NAFB Convention and Trade Talk is well underway. Once again, here at the USDA Rural Development booth, and Colleen Callahan is standing here with me. Tell me about Rural Development.
Rural Development is a lender. We have loans and grants specifically for the needs and benefits of rural communities. There are a number of agencies at USDA. The more high-profile ones may, of course, be the Farm Service Agency, or the Food and Nutrition Service, or Natural Resources Conservation Service. We are an agency that impacts entire communities with our housing, with our business, our community, and our water programs. You know, no business is going to expand or move to a rural community if there isn't a safe potable water supply. No business is going to grow, expand, or locate in a rural community if there isn't connectivity, if there's no broadband access. If you have a business there and you want it to grow, there may not be sufficient housing. And so our agency is one that is oftentimes said that we can build a community from the ground up. From schools to hospitals to clinics to libraries and then to the housing and then to supporting the businesses as well. So when it comes to the breadth of what USDA does, we feel at Rural Development that we're sort of the jewel in the crown of USDA because it's not just about any one program or any one business. It's about entire communities and regions.
Well, you talked about being a lender and being able to provide that to the rural area. I think it, you over $192 billion in your portfolio that you're able to give out to those areas. 2013 and looking into 2014, how has that money been divided up? Have we seen an increase in loans, a decrease in loans? What's with the economic basis?
Well, the funding availability is based on a budget. And of course, that has been in question. We don't have a full year's budget right now. We're under a continuing resolution. So we can only operate based upon what we were able to utilize the previous year for that same period of time. So it gives you some uncertainty. That doesn't mean that our programs don't continue. They do. We haven't missed a beat. But we do it with many fewer people than we used to. Also a consequence of budget and sequester. But as I said, it hasn't compromised the programs or meeting the needs. It just means that we continue to do more with fewer people. And as it relates to the individual programs, housing is the largest part of that portfolio. Yet when you talk about guaranteeing a loan for a business, whether you're talking about making a direct loan to a young family for their first home, the difference that that makes is that you say to that young family, we want to help you get established and become not only a viable part of that community, but a contributor to its economy as well. So for the number of dollars, and you pointed out the millions and billions of dollars that are invested in Illinois alone, which is my home state, over $3 billion in our portfolio. Last year, we were able to invest over $620 million. So as long as Congress continues to provide funding for rural development, we'll be there to deliver.
Well, I know all this is tied into the Farm Bill, and that's a hot topic today. It's been a hot topic for well over a year. And one initiative that you guys have been working with is hashtag My Farm Bill and giving a voice to the online community. And how has that affected maybe decision makers, and what does it mean for you guys to communicate that?
Well, hopefully, if there is strength in numbers, it will be able to be utilized to help decision makers make a decision about a food, farm, and jobs bill. You know, in agriculture at this time of year, we use a lot of technology in the planting season too, but this is the fall, and so we've used that GPS. We know where we are in the field. We know what the yield is at that very spot in the field. We've used the no-steer guidance to get us to where we are at that point in the field, and so using that technology, I think helps us with the social media and the hashtag My Farm Bill really complete that circle. You're at the end of the field. You're unloading, it's going from the auger into that grain cart, and you're sitting there watching. And so take advantage of that time that you have to communicate about your business that you are in. And the consequence of not being able to have a business plan to make plans for the coming year. So hashtag my farm bill, it gives you an opportunity to relate that to a much broader audience. And yes, maybe it will be a decision maker, or maybe it will be somebody who reads that and sees that and then also wants to speak on your behalf or add to that. Because this isn't just about production agriculture. This isn't just about growing a commodity. This is a food bill. This is about raising food for feeding the world, so for exports, about processing it, transporting it. It's about getting food to a food desert. It's about getting food nutritionally to those who may be on a very limited income. So it has great impact to the economy, and Secretary Vilsack is right when he calls it a food, farm, and jobs bill. And it's been way too long that we've been asked to operate without having that business plan.
You can't predict a future, nor can anyone, but do we have a timeline? Do we know any more detail on the farm bill? What we can get in the hands of producers soon?
Well, the timeline clearly is in the hands of the decision makers, but if hashtag my farm bill can be influential in helping them accelerate their decision making, this is a chance to be able to do that in a different way. You know, you can send an email these days, or you can pick up the phone, or you can write a letter, but when you see someone articulate their opinion, or you read what they've written alongside a picture that's been submitted, it's much more impactful. So take advantage of that and express yourself, and hopefully we can get there sooner rather than later with a food, farms, and jobs bill.
Well, social media definitely allows those of us on the farm to share our story. And like you said, a picture, it speaks a thousand words. And so I think that maybe this new type of marketing is awesome. And it's awesome to see the USDA take part in that. Once again, talking with Colleen Callahan about USDA's rural development and the loans that they offer to rural areas across the country. And don't forget, you can use hashtag my farm bill to share your thoughts, your opinions, and your photos of yourself on the farm and the farm bill. Once again, Jamie Johansson at Trade Talk.